Good. The flow of the psukim, the first three psukim, clearly deal with Beis Din. And then the next parasha, Chaf Aleph and Chaf Beis, is separate parashios. And Chaf Beis is the din that we cannot plant a tree near the Mizbeach. And number four, we cannot make a matseva, a one stone mizbeach. That's it. The flow is a little bit concerning, but the Meshech Chochma takes us an opportunity to discuss korbanos in general. So he says, so first he points out, ki ha'inyan ki ha'korbanos, even though korbanos are very substantial, and the Torah calls them lachmi liishai pamim rabos, as if we are doing something for Hashem. But we know logically that they could not be considered to be bread for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't need anything. And there's nothing that we can do for their bonus. So therefore, and obviously, that is true logically. I'm going to find psukim to support it. V'chulam eskimu. So all of the commentaries agreed that the idea of korbanos is mufla al derech sod. That is not something that we can appreciate logically. Something that we have to understand through the Sfar Makdoshim. Inyan chuki maf'il pu'ulon niskava. It is some construct which accomplishes its poil something, but it has an impact on a person, and it completes the person when he appreciates the purpose of the carbon. This is the Ramban's idea, that when the person understands the korban, so the purpose is that the person says all of this should have happened to the individual bringing the korban. Right, and when we'll find this idea in several early svarim, there have been a study going safer. V'chimash hemik. I can't get the v'chimash hem miku azoya mukubolim kizem mechaber mekasher koloi lomais. And there's a Kabbalistic idea that a korban connects the various worlds. One thing is clear, that the Rebbeinu Shlomo does not need korbanos, and he doesn't need anything but dvar mamukim. Okay, then he quotes, "Vinei yodu me'akadmonim masei atzava." Masei atzava are the Sabians. The Sabians were a group who lived around the same time as the early Christians, and the Sabians believed that there was a large number of powers of gods in the world, and each one had a very specific control over a very specific aspect of this world. That the Sabians would attribute various kochos to different parts of the world, give them much more power than they really had. And by providing them with korbanos, so the Meshech Chochma was pointing out that our approach is vastly different. That the bringing of korbanos is not to satiate the gods, is not to provide something for the gods. It is entirely to provide something for the person, to elevate the individual, bring the carbon, or it's to accomplish something in this world that the Zohar speaks about, of connecting various parts of the world. All right, he's going to come back to that, but before he comes back, he develops an idea from the Gemara in Menachos. But as I says, Bo'ur Re'ei, that throughout the parsha of Korbanos, we never mention the Shem Hashem of Kael, nor the Shem Hashem of Elohim, only the Shem Hashem of Shem. Why? Because Elohim is power. Elohim are the various powers of the world. So the Torah did not want to lead us astray and give us the possibility of saying that the Korbanos are there to address the various powers in the world. And therefore, it only was Shem Hashem. V'moyo kosov kein v'parshas Korbanos. And if we would use the Shem parshas Korbanos, so pischon pelaminim, we could end up saying that the Korbanos are to feed and satiate the God. Therefore, it only says Hashem, ki hu mara, because Hashem is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Kei Vav Kei refers to Kadosh Baruch Hu being omnipresent, something which is not physical, something which is unending, and therefore something which does not need to be nurtured or nourished. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says that's the God you have to have, that's the tchun of God you have to have in mind when bringing Korbanos. Because once he's Yud Kei Vav Kei, once he's everlasting and omnipresent, he doesn't have any use to be nourished, to be taken care of. Vina yadua ki adomeim eino nizon ve'eino nitosof, that the world is divided up into several different groupings. So one group is domeim, where the world is, that group is entirely static. Vashenimtzu ki yigdal even, and the only way that a stone can be can grow, so to speak, is if one connects another stone to it, and that then they are cemented together. Avalomi nekorobu, but a stone cannot grow on its own. Lo kenat sameyach, but then the next form of life, growth, so that does get bigger and better as it grows. So now that's the point of the pasuk. When the pasuk says, I don't know what happened just now. When the pasuk said, "Lo sita lecha ashero kol eitz eitz el mizbeach," so then you can't have any tree near a mizbeach, an arabayis. It's very hard to understand what Chazal is saying. Many years ago, I saw and I suggested that the way that the Ovdei Avodah Zarah used to identify the place of the Mizbeach or their altars by having large trees there. So the tree became the Mara Mokum, so to speak. So the Torah is saying that the presence of Mizbeach should be so significant that we don't need any Mara Mokum. But the Meshech Chachma says, because Baruch says, I don't want anything which grows near my Mizbeach, because I want the person bringing the korban to appreciate that the korban is not contributing anything to Rabbanu Shalom. Believe a shum eitz lizboining boy shem izbeach mokam a korbanis who dover she einoy nizon that it's zorch lamayim ubozin. I am doing nothing for the Rabbanu Shalom. Has to be on a stone and on stonework. Stone, they don't grow, they don't increase. Ki kol inyan akorbanos hu lo lesibas hazona v'atayis v'shem musay klal, because we should appreciate the korbanos and not to buy or curry favor. Zenemar lo yisitil cha asherah kol eitz. That, now he says, what's asherah come from? K'may sh'amar b'teres koyinim, asara shemos, Hamagunim shenis gan tobem avonazara ashera, ashe mis ashrim me achemim. The word ashera comes from that others contribute and make them happy. And that does not belong near Mizbeach, because the thinking of a Mizbeach is Kadosh Baruch Hu needs nothing. And now you find a similar idea in jurisprudence of Klal Yisrael. The Yonim are told that Mishpat is directed towards the Ribbono Shlomo. He says that in order for a Dayan to render true and correct judgments, he has to look at this court case as holding nothing for himself. If I can't be afraid of the Baalei Din. So the Meshech Chochma is saying that's the connector between rendering honest judgments, Sheftim v'Shtreiter, and L'sitichol HaSheira. There are both situations where the people coming to the Beis Din or the people coming to the Mizbeach have to appreciate they can contribute nothing to the Dayanim and they can contribute nothing to the Ribbono Shlom. That's the Tzad HaShava. The people coming have to be entirely, see themselves as requiring the Dayanim and requiring the Mizbeach. He said, that's Pshat, when Chazal say, so when you appreciate this, that's Pshat called Dayan Shedon Din Emes Lamitai, Nasa Shutuf LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Maseh Breishis. The point being is that just like the Rabbono Shlolem, creation of the world was entirely selfless, so too the Dayan has to view a court case as something that's entirely selfless. Kol adon din emes la'amitoi. Amitoi means with no personal bias or personal interest. And he explains that that's why the beginning of Parshas Yisro, so the Torah, the Gemara, Rashi quotes and asks, Lama nismecha Parshas? Mishpatim leParsha Mizbeach. Why is the last pasuk of Parshas Yisroi Mizbeach? The first pasuk of Parshas Mishpatim. He says because the Sanhedrin sat near the Mizbeach. So he's suggesting that is what the Torah is pointing out here as well. The Torah is saying that Mishpatim is selfless. Mizbeach is selfless. The only way that one achieves and that emes lamitai is with a selfless diet, unbiased, and the only way that one achieves a valuable korban is if one appreciates that one is doing it entirely to elevate oneself. So that is how we've used the flow of the parsha. Tzedek tzedek tirdoif. And leisita l'chashira. What's pshat leisita l'chashira? Because Baruch Hu says, I want you to appreciate that there is that the korban cannot, that the mizbeach does not gain anything. It's a stone. There's no growth possible. You cannot do anything for this mizbeach. A tree you could do something for. So in order for us to orient our minds properly, the korban is entirely for me. I come to a Beis Din. The Meshech Chochma makes reference to the Gemara, to another Gemara in the previous piece. He says that when it comes, the Gemara says that when people come to a Din Torah. So the people should, the Baalei Dinim should have the attitude that the Dayanim are accomplishing for the Baalei Dinim, that money is appropriate in the correct way. I come to the Din Torah because I don't want to have Momayin Shal Acher B'yadi. And what the Dayanim are able to accomplish is able to accomplish that the if the Tain is supposed to have a certain amount, then he gets it, and if not, not. There's also a Kibbutz, a shutuf to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Dayanim put the world back in the proper place. So the Meshech Chochma understands when two Baalei Dinim come to a Din Torah, the attitude they're supposed to have is, we're coming because we want to make sure that the funds that I have is really my money, that I don't have somebody else's money. I'm coming because I want to elevate myself. I'm coming because I want to get to a better place. If a person comes with the Din Torah and says, how can I get the Dayanim to a better place? That's going to mess up the Din Torah. The same thing is with the korban. If a person comes to the mizbech and says, "I'm going to provide for the ribono shel olam," so then that's going to be that korban is going to be a korban posel. It's not going to be correct. L'sitach hasheira, because you have to appreciate everything, every tool of korban, every tool of mikdash is totally static, cannot be built upon, cannot be improved, so to speak. As I come to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the only ones who's improving is the makor.
Harry Neuberger, perhaps this is the shot in Sefer Shmuel when the Navi accuses the Nei Shmuel of taking shochad, and I think the Gemara says they didn't take shochad; they were taking schar for their chazanim, for the court of bureaucracy, for the functionaries. So that doesn't sound so bad. So why does it present it in that way? Because if it gives the impression to people that it's not completely 100% L'shem Shamayim, that there's somebody making a livelihood out of this, has a vested interest in this, then it defeats the purpose.
Yeah. That's why Shechet is even Osir Li'achar B'din, even after the din is paskin. If the Dayanim, if the Baalei Dinim want to give funds to the Dayanim, they can't accept it. They can have a service here. They can't, but even after it's Paskin, that's what you're saying. Because there can't be any possible establishment, any possible expectation. But it also has to be that the Dayanim are seen as, they're only in this to be Shutzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're only in this to make sure that the appropriate money is in its right place. Okay. So it's a long piece, but if you're not expecting a Meshech Chochma with Karbonis in the middle of Shoifta.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. And good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Thank you so much.
Good Chodesh.
That's right.
Rav, what's the thought process with the email about the chauffeur?
The chauffeur. The thought process is that many doctors are concerned that the droplets from the chauffeur go all over the place.
Ah, okay.
That's the issue. So whereas a mask and 6 feet work for normal conversation, but the shofar apparently is all over the place. That's why I said the shir and shabbos will discuss whether can use a mask for the shofar.
Oh, okay, that's not what I was going to ask. Okay,
use a mask. We'll discuss it in shabbos. That's why I put there's a pasuk, the two psukim that are associated with tkiyah shofar and elo. Right, one is the pictitary of Lozer, but that we blew shofar when Moshe Rabbeinu was coming going up to Har Sinai. The other is, what's the pasuk going to be for El?
Not a Yishani Mishinothan?
Yeah, but the pasuk is Ayitka. Shofar Be'ir. This is a noob shot. Used to be you're afraid of the sound of the shofar. Now you're afraid of the droplets of the shofar.
Comes out of the shofar.
Mm-hmm. So everybody's petrified. So the simple solution is to blow shofar outside. Because apparently the winds will take it away. Only problem with that is we might lose our friendly neighbors. I think it's right in the morning to Rabbi Zatz wrote to Bnei Yisur, and he said, even though it says Uri Shenim Mishinaschem, he didn't mean he didn't mean the non-Jewish neighbors. So I think it's so inside we have solutions. We can go to a separate room. Gemara says that if you take Keya Me'achuri, basic and it also works. You own a separate room. But, and the truth is, during Elo, I wouldn't mind also put a mask on the shofar if it really worked.
Right.
And Shana to the Shaila, whether it's Mishana called shofar. So that's the thinking is that to blow outside, I'm just afraid that it'll.
And what if the host of the minion is a Baal Tokei and he could blow from inside the house? So is there an issue with it being in a separate the rishus, or is that going to be
no?
So that would work.
The only concern is to take Kev Sech Bor, so where it could give where there are echoes.
Right.
The Gemara says that at the Kayam Echuri basic Knesset is okay.
Yeah. So that would be okay then.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
But I knew Berger, in that case of the guy walking in back of the shul and hearing the shofar, doesn't the Mishnah, isn't the Mishnah Mechalik between if you're hearing the kol shofar or the kol havara?
Havara. Well, the kol havara is more like the tekel sech havar.
Yeah, it doesn't say that by the back of the shul either.
I think I have to look at it. I'll look at it again.
You're right. And for sure it says it by the bar. You're right.
Yeah, I'll look at it again.
Could be I'm getting mixed up.
Okay, we'll look at it. That's the voter for the shot for this this kufa.
Okay. They didn't teach these in
first time around. Yeah. The Chassam Sofer said you have to learn the Gemara well enough that you can anticipate all the shilas later on. So.
Yeah. And if you could anticipate these shilas, you could have made a lot of money putting out a safer in advance of these.
I don't think so. No. Who would have bought it in advance?
Right.
It's science fiction.
Yeah. Rav Asher Weiss came up with 3 volumes worth of Truvis on just on the all the shilas that he's gotten and published.
Just in Corona.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you have all the davening shailas.
Right.
Then you have the mikveh shailas, and it's, the genuine corona shailas are much narrower. In other words, in terms of kedima for ventilators, right, can a doctor endanger himself? Genuine, it's a much narrower thing, but the unraveling of everything. You know, every wedding was shilas, every availus. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.